Turning now to international news, the European Union and Ukraine have signed a landmark agreement on forging closer political and economic ties in a show of support following Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. The accord was signed while in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin signed a law accepting Crimea into Russia. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss files this report.
Ukrainian interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk finally signed the long-awaited association agreement with the European Union amid concerns over his nation's future. In emotionally charged remarks, Prime Minister Yatsenyuk reminded EU leaders that scores of people had given their lives for the accord.
It started as a protest, as pro-European protesters. And let me commemorate those who gave their lives for this treaty too, and for our freedoms and liberties, and for our European future.
The EU association agreement is designed to give the country's interim leadership economic and political support at a difficult time for Ukraine.
Республики Крым и города федерального значения Севастополя.
At a pompous ceremony in Moscow, President Vladimir Putin signed a parliament-approved law formally absorbing Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula into Russia. He said moving forward we'll need to put a lot of work into adopting Crimea and bringing it in line with the Russian Federation's constitution, economy and social system. While he spoke, Crimean residents were seen queuing up to exchange their Ukrainian passports for Russian ones. The full integration period of Crimea into Russia is expected to take 9 months. However, British Prime Minister David Cameron made clear the EU will not wait that long with tough sanctions against Russia.
We've subjected 12 more individuals to travel bans and asset freezes, bringing the total to 33. We've cancelled the EU-Russia summit, agreed not to hold bilateral summits, and will block Russian membership of the OECD and the International Energy Agency. We've agreed to rapidly implement economic, trade and financial restrictions on occupied Crimea. We will only accept Crimean goods in the EU if they come from Ukraine and not Russia.
Moscow has pledged to retaliate, raising concerns in Kiev that Russia will double natural gas prices. About one-third of natural gas supplies to Europe come from Russia. Speaking in Kiev, however, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he still hopes the current crisis can be resolved peacefully and diplomatically, based on principles of the United Nations Charter, including respect for sovereignty. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.